You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
It's your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Friday, the 15th of December 2023. On Market Day, we'll speak with Kai Chen from MPC Markets. But first to banking, and the ACCC has released its final report into its retail deposits inquiry, where it found bank customers are missing out on earning more interest from savings. It says consumers depend on retail deposit products like savings accounts and term deposits to safely store over $1.4 trillion of their savings to conduct their everyday banking and to earn a decent return on their funds, but many aren't. For more, I spoke with finance expert from Finder, Taylor Blackburn.
So the report outlines the issues and barriers that Australians are having with getting the most out of their savings accounts, and some of the things that the big banks can do to make it easier for Australians to save more.
So to what extent are bank customers really missing out on earning higher interest on their savings, and why?
Yeah, so a number of savings accounts have things like introductory rates or bonus rates that you only get after you meet certain criteria. So, for example, you make a number of transactions, you increase your balance, you have a certain amount deposited in each month. But the reality is, if you don't meet that criteria, then you're getting a much, much lower savings rate. So the difference on an average savings account over 12 months can be about $2,000 in interest if you're getting the lower standard rate versus the bonus rate.
Okay, so what kind of measures then is the ACCC recommending?
Yeah, so the ACCC is recommending that banks make this way, way more simple. So they want to make it clear when customers might miss their bonus rate. They want banks to have to report out the percentage of customers who do miss their bonus rate to make it very clear. I mean, if you think about it in terms of a mortgage, imagine if something didn't happen and then you didn't have to pay interest on your home loan. It'd be silly. So the ACCC is essentially saying, let's make it a little more simple and let's make sure that the customers get a better deal.
In the meantime, though, what's the message for customers? How can they make sure they're getting the best possible deal?
Yeah, I mean, this report is a great reminder that if you haven't checked your savings account for a long time, you may have been on one of those introductory rates that has now dropped off to 2% or so when you could be getting about 5.5% in the market. So it's a good reminder to check your account, check your rate, make sure if there are criteria to get it, that you're getting it. And if you're not getting the best rate, jump on and compare and get the best rate for yourself.
Taylor Blackburn there from Finder.
Now, Market Day on the SBS On The Money podcast.
The Australian share market closed at a near five-month high today. The S&P ASX 200 up 0.9% to 7,442. For more, I spoke with Kai Chen from MPC Markets.
So we've seen a very good performance in the ASX 200 today. It's rallied up to 7,450, and that's primarily driven by the FOMC statement that has come out yesterday. So Federal Reserve Chairman Powell has come up with a pretty dovish statement where, you know, they're expecting to potentially cut rates by March next year. So the market has priced in about a 75% chance of that happening. And by the end of 2024, they're saying there's going to be a 75 basis point cut.
How exactly is all of that now being reflected in the share market? What's doing well, I guess, as a result?
Yeah, so we've seen a big jump in the banking sector last night in the US. That's been driven by, you know, potentially the rate cuts that will come next year. And also, you know, we've just seen in general a rally of the Dow Industrial Index to new highs. So that's driven to new highs, as well as bond yields falling lower to below 4%.
What about other global central banks? Because I think we heard overnight from both the European Central Bank, Bank of England, they're holding rates, but what about the outlook? Are they too possibly at the peak of interest rates?
Yeah, so we are seeing an interesting divergence of commentary coming from the European Central Bank. So the ECB last night had their meeting and held their rates steady. But their commentary was more hawkish. And essentially what they're looking for is that they need more data to prove that the monetary policy is working. Similarly, for the Bank of England, that you know members are quite divided in terms of where the direction of rates should head. You know, six out of nine members are still fairly hawkish, and that's you know that's a contrast to what the U.S. Federal Reserve has come out with.
Okay, back home today, the ACCC blocked a proposed merger between Australian Clinical Labs and Healius. There's another proposed merger in the wings, which we've spoken about recently, and that's Sigma and Chemist Warehouse. Are there growing concerns that this particular one may not go through?
Yeah, so that's a very interesting proposal. The analysts are really mixed on that in terms of what the consolidated entity would represent is about over 50% market share. And, you know, this is likely to trigger alarm bells at the ACC, ACCC. And, you know, there is a chance that this deal could be rejected as well. You know, obviously in the last week, we've seen a dramatic increase in the price of Sigma, and that would cause the price to come off.
And just finally, where do you see the opportunities for investors next year?
So going into 2024, it's going to be a very interesting year. You know, we're ending the year on a high where, you know, the dovish commentary has really taken over. But I think the market could potentially be ahead of itself. If we see any data that comes out and sees that inflation is still too high, we could see a reversal in the market trends. In terms of thematics next year, I think the energy transition theme will be very interesting. We're seeing uranium spot prices at $88 today. So it's at a high for the last 10 over a decade. And this could be an interesting theme that continues on into the year, as well as, you know, if AI has been the dominant theme for 2023, if we see any new developments from Google or any of the other big players that come out with new releases, this could, again, drive the NASDAQ to new highs.
Kai Chen there from MPC Markets.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.